The Geld by George Mann. Performed by John Banks, Steve Conlin, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, Toby Longworth, and Adrian Wheeler.
My eyes are black, yet still I see.
Shadow Captain Quell of the Raven Guard twisted, the blade of his combat knife parting the soft flesh of the Man-Thing's throat, its hot, traitorous blood spilling upon the dirt floor of its perverted place of worship. The body fell with a dull thud, its vital fluids gurgling as they rushed to escape their prison of misshapen flesh. The Thing had borne a beak.
I see creatures that have abased themselves to a foul abomination from beyond the veil of all reason. I see what they have become. What must be done?
Quill turned, skewering another Man-Thing through the breast as it came at him from behind. Then, with his knife still embedded in its chest, he heaved it around like a shield as its kinsman opened fire. The body shuddered as fist-sized holes punched through the dead flesh. Quelled wrinkled his nose at the stench of charred meat. He tossed down the steaming carcass. With a flick of his wrist, he launched his knife in the direction of the third cultist. The blade struck the Man-Thing in the forehead. The body crumpled, silent, still.
I see the light leave their eyes as I free them from their accursed existence. The flickering moment of fear, the silent peace that follows. There is no absolution except the quiet of the grave.
More were swarming from the mouth of the adjoining cavern, a tide of corrupted flesh, men who had given themselves over so wholly to the ministrations of the warp that they had ceased to be men at all. They wore their gifts with pride, their twisted, beaked faces, their taloned fingertips, their discolored flesh. Quell bore no relation, no ancestry with these grotesqueries. They were more monster than man. Another fell as he watched, his chest blooming, sick and wet and red like unfurling petals. Beside it, a second one went down, its head separated from its neck. A third managed to squeeze off a shot before it stumbled over its own tangled guts hanging loose around its knees. His brothers were getting sloppy. Quelled sidestepped, grabbing the face of the Man-Thing that had attempted to sneak up on him from behind. He squeezed, and its skull burst. Its body twitched as it fell to its knees. It tottered there for a moment, before pitching forward into the dirt. Quelled shook the viscous matter from his fist.
I see what we must become if we are to cleanse this blighted world of the perversion in its midst.
It is done.
Shadow Captain Illith folded into existence, as if parting the very darkness itself. He'd been standing no more than a few feet from Quelled, but no mortal eyes could have seen him, for he, like Quelled and the others, had the means to shadow walk, to pass unseen amongst any living entity with a mind. Illith turned to Quelled, offering him a lopsided grin. The puckered ribbon of his scar ran like a ravine across his face, twisting the left side of his mouth into a permanent snarl, bright and pink against the alabaster white of his flesh. Illith had lost an eye in the attack that had marked him so. A gene stealer had raked its claws across his face as it disemboweled him, but he had fought on, taking the gene stealer's head off with his combat knife. He'd been found like that, drenched in blood and slumped in a passageway in an old mine, mistaken for dead. When the battlefield apothecary had begun the procedure to recover Illith's gene seed, however, he had risen from the dead, a pale, bloody spectre, still alive and still anxious to spill Xenos blood. Badly wounded, he'd been ferried back to Deliverance, where his missing eye had been replaced with a flickering red bionic orb. Legend had it that the device had been manufactured on Mars during the days of the Great Crusade, and for a time had resided in the head of a legendary Legion captain, dug up from an ancient battlefield by agents of the Adeptus Mechanicus. Illith refused to confirm or deny the myths. He studied Quelled now, the flickering red strafing Quelled's face, searching for a response. Beside Illith, two further figures emerged, melting out of the shadows before Quelled's eyes. Sergeant Arteryx, the youngest of them, had a shaved head of black, stubbly hair and eyes of pure darkness. Captain Mordrin bore the silver armor of the Knights of the Raven, a successor chapter of the Raven Guard. As such, he was impure, unproven, his presence tolerated. He looked almost akin to Quelled's brothers, but unlike the Raven Guard, he had a long, untamed mane of white hair and wore no corvea, treasured totems made from the skulls of Kievaran ravens upon his belt. He carried an ancient humming power blade, which never left his grip. Quelled didn't trust him.
The outer chambers are clear.
Then we move deeper, until we understand the nature of this foul place.
He turned and folded back into the darkness, making haste for the adjoining cavern. The only sign to mark his passing was the gentle stirring of the dead cultist's hair in the breeze.
We must become executioners. We must walk the shadow path and strike at the core of this festering nest. We must twist a knife in its corrupted heart to paralyze it forever.